As you likely know, giving birth can be a trying experience all by itself. So, imagine being a prisoner and going through labor in handcuffs or leg restraints. Governor Patrick is taking steps to make sure that doesn't happen in Massachusetts jails or prisons, but exactly how common the practice is unclear. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Massachusetts is joining 18 states that prohibit putting restraints on prisoners while they're in labor. That's thanks to a regulation Governor Patrick issued yesterday.
The legislature is considering a bill that would make this ban the law.
State Undersecretary of Criminal Justice Sandra McCroom says the practice was already prohibited at state-run prisons, but the new rule also applies to county houses of corrections operated by sheriffs.
Sheriffs are all independent elected officials, and their policies aren't regulated by us in any way.
The executive director of the Massachusetts Sheriffs Association says he knows of no sheriffs who permit women to be shackled during labor. But activists, including the group NARAL Pro-Choice, say they've heard otherwise from both doctors and prisoners.
When I was in active labor, the jail medical staff had denied that I was in the late stages of labor that I was.
This woman's first name is Kenzie. She asked that we not use her last name because she doesn't want any more problems with the criminal justice system. Kenzie says she was restrained by correctional officers from the Western Massachusetts Regional Women's Correctional Facility.
It wasn't until I had said that I had the urge to push that they decided to take me seriously. On the car ride there, I asked if they could remove my cuffs because I needed to be able to hang on and not only so I didn't slide around the hard plastic seats, but also just to brace myself and to be able to not push, and they would not remove the cuffs.
At the hospital, Kenzie says one officer remained with her.
I was in the emergency room, and it took a lot of convincing, but the CO finally had taken my cuffs off of me so I could take my pants off and be able to get checked and get onto the bed safely.
But Kenzie says she was back in cuffs pretty quickly.
We left the jail at 9:50. a.m. and my son was born at 10:01, and right immediately after delivery, they immediately shackled my leg to the bed. You know, no woman should ever have to go through that. I mean, if you've ever delivered and had a child, you would understand.
A representative of Hampden County Sheriff Michael Ash did not respond to request for comment. Kenzie is out of jail now after serving 15 months of an 18-month sentence. Before her release, her son was diagnosed with leukemia. He's in remission now, but she says she spends a lot of time traveling with him from Western Massachusetts to Boston for medical treatment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.